Now, the potential question on this one is going to involve the formation and destruction of ozone, CFCs, and how they're able to reduce the concentration of the ozone layer. And there are two issues here. One, using the previous equations, is how we deplete the ozone layer at a global level, which is what those equations were about. Now we move to what's going on the Antarctic and what's going on the Arctic, and it's quite a different sort of a chemistry. The problems there are much more severe than they are in the global stratosphere. So the way this works is the CFC then breaks down and it forms chlorine monoxide radical. The chlorine monoxide radical reacts with NO2, nitrogen dioxide, which happens to be a radical as well, and forms chlorine nitrate. Now this is a normal process because if we have a lightning strike, then a lightning strike is a lot of energy involved. It takes nitrogen, nitrogen triple bond, oxygen, oxygen double bond, whacks them apart, forms nitric oxide, NO. The NO then undergoes subsequent reaction to form NO2. So we routinely then have a decent amount of NO and NO2 floating around in the atmosphere. So if there's NO2 floating around, it simply bumps into one of these chlorine monoxides and forms chlorine nitrate, which then becomes a storage compound for chlorine in the stratosphere. So our storage compound then, it's in global circulation, so we find that there is chlorine nitrate at the poles. In the polar winter, the temperatures drop a bit. So up in the stratosphere, you know, we're talking seriously cold, minus 70 degrees C. There's no incoming photons, so there's no formation of ozone occurring, and we end up with a peculiar situation where we get a circumpolar air circulation. So now we decouple the stratosphere and the troposphere, for that matter, in the vicinity of the poles. So they're now on their own little air system. Now their own air system then has got no new ozone forming in it. It's got the amount of ozone that was fixed when the air circulation went circumpolar. And we have got a fixed amount of chlorine nitrate in there. We form clouds under these very cold conditions which contain water, nitric acid, and these guys here then, as you can see, it's a nitric acid dot 3H2O, so these are a hydrate of nitric acid. And because of the temperature, these are actually frozen. So these are then nitric acid hydrate crystals. And they're forming in things called PSCs, polar stratospheric clouds. And what they're doing is they're maintaining a low nitrogen dioxide concentration in the stratosphere because these guys are then storing that nitrogen.